We're joined by the head coach over at Tri-County in Dylan Lowry. The Mustangs, I believe this is right, I'm looking at the schedule, open the season Monday night with a 59-44 loss to Tyne Avalon. And right back at it tonight. You get into the season, you want to play games. That's the idea of Tri-County. So they got a game tonight, home opener against Breckenridge, Tuesday night at 7:30. Coach Lowry, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. We had a good season opener, kind of getting things off the books, really, because we're excited. We had a month of practices before we were able to get going. So the boys were excited, and I was ready to go.
Do you feel like, you know, kind of big picture question, do you feel like that you can compete at the higher echelon of the HDC this year? Do you feel like the Mustangs have improved to that sort of a level?
I think so. We did learn a lot of hard lessons last night, I think. We came out against a tough, really stronger team than some of my freshmen really were ready for. And sometimes you have to learn those lessons early, and I think that was a good lesson, because we know that it's going to take a different level of physicality. And the boys were learned that lesson, and at the end of the night we talked about it, and they know that they want to give more.
When you're playing at your best this season, Coach, what's the expectation? What do you hope that people see from your team when you're playing at your absolute best?
I think that it's pretty obvious to see that we have one main scorer, Derek Curtis, but when we're playing our best, I want to see that we've got other guys that can step up and really put the ball in the hoop. And I've got young guys that are pushing my upperclassmen, and I started two freshmen last night, Landon Dodds and Gabe Manning, and I think that just shows that we have a lot of future that our team is building up to.
It's one thing to have practices and try to get the guys together, and you're trying to get better by practicing. There is something to be said for that. But for you as a coach, how beneficial is it? I know it's a quick turnaround to tonight, but how beneficial is it to actually have some stuff you can work on from a game situation now?
Oh, huge. I mean, I can tell them until I'm blue in the face about fixing something, but like, we had two of my freshmen get in foul trouble early in the game last night, and I've been telling them all season long, like, you're going to have to make sure you get sit down and guard and be ready for it. And when the official finally makes that call and they have to sit on the pine for a little while, they kind of like take that lesson like, oh, no, he's serious. I have to really play defense and do it right, or I'm not going to be able to play. And I think that being able to see that, they'll take it into practice and know that they have to step up and be ready to go.
Yeah, to your point about Tyne Avalon earlier, too, when I looked at that score, my kind of first thought this morning on the air, just in kind of a passing thought, was Tyne Avalon and Tri-County, those are similar programs, kind of been rebuilding a little bit over the last 2-3 years. So it's a really good opportunity for you guys to play somebody that's very similar to Tri-County and say, okay, where are they compared to where are we?
Yeah, that's right. We kind of had a big that had to step up and be ready to guard against them. I had Derek Curtis, they'll get his 15 points, and Keith Norman really stepped up and took the ball to the paint and drew some fouls and got 16 points for us. So it kind of spread it out, seeing who else can score for us, and really we got to try a lot of different things against their defense. So I think it shows that we are excited about the next level, the next step, and really helped us be motivated moving forward.
I know you can kind of look at it and say, yeah, 59-44, 15-point spread. There's a lot of ways that you can look at it and talk with the boys and say, listen, you know, that's 4 points a quarter. That's if we give up two buckets less a quarter, or we just flip that thing, we win that thing at the end of the day. So that's, yeah, what was it, a double-digit deficit? Yeah, but that's a doable sort of, you know, improvement for Tri-County over the next handful of weeks.
Oh, it's so true, because we really, it narrowed down to the third quarter. We came out pretty flat and didn't really score. And you have a bad quarter in any level whenever you're playing high school basketball, you're going to dig a pretty big hole. And we really dug one, and we weren't able to claw our way back, and showed a lot of life in the end of the game. But I told them, it's like, you have to be able to show that every minute that you're on the floor, because if you give them an inch, they're going to take a foot.
Breckenridge at home tonight. Then you got a trip to Hardin Central on Friday. Let's take a look at tonight. What will you be looking for specifically for improvement from your guys coming up at 7:30, Coach?
mainly to help each other out. We're really working on our man principles and zone stuff, and we're pretty good in that initial closeout, but we weren't helping on the weak side. And that's something that they have to take pride in, that they have to hold each other accountable. So that's my main objective, to make sure that we are one unified team, not just a bunch of individuals and guarding our guy.
Small little community size of Jamesport. It's always exciting when the basketball team has its home opener. That is tonight, Breckenridge at Tri-County. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight against Breckenridge.
All right, thank you.